How did pink ribbons come to symbolize breast cancer awareness? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Karen Kadrowski, professor of political science at Winthrop University, looks into this question.
October is the month of goblins and ghouls, orange and black decorating our stores and consumer products. However, with its designation as Breast Cancer Awareness Month, pink ribbons have joined the party. Once again, consumers can purchase dozens of foods, cosmetics, clothing, and more, all festooned with pink ribbons to support breast cancer awareness and research. So how did the pink ribbon become synonymous with breast cancer? Ribbon advocacy began with the first Persian Gulf War, when millions of Americans, inspired by the popular song of the 1970s, sported yellow ribbons to show their support for American troops. The AIDS movement adopted the red ribbon shortly thereafter. Self magazine and Estee Lauder then successfully commercialized the pink ribbon and linked it to breast cancer. The pink ribbon was further popularized by the Komen Foundation, which uses it in its logo and popular fundraisers. The pink ribbon is now used worldwide as a symbol for breast cancer. Yet, the pink ribbon has its critics. Some breast cancer activists decry what they call pink washing. They believe the pink ribbon is an attempt to make breast cancer pretty, when in fact, it's an ugly, devastating disease. Others are concerned that corporate cause marketing efforts benefit corporations more than they do women. Nonetheless, breast cancer is the envy of every other disease advocacy movement. They wish they had a symbol that was as successful as the pink ribbon. However, if you don't like the color pink, perhaps you'll find blue for prostate cancer, purple for Alzheimer's disease, teal for ovarian cancer, or any of a rainbow of other colors, more to your liking.
That was Karen Kadrowski of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.